Well, welcome to the online Chrismon service. It's a time where we also come together and we pray for those that we know about. There's always people that we don't know about, but in generally we can pray for everybody, as we know that it is a sad time in our country right now, as on Thanksgiving Day, two National Guard people were assassinated in Washington, D.C., and we pray for them and their families, but we also come into a time of intercession. You know, prayer is such an important part of our life, and we really don't know exactly what to pray about sometimes, and especially during the Advent season, because the past has fled, and it's unmasked, and it's fleeting, and there's nothing left to do but wait. Wait for what? Wait for the sheltering of God by our surrounding. Sometimes darkness can be fertile soil out of which hope springs in due time. So we come into a prayer of agreement with and for everybody that's in a need and a touch from God. Because in certain times, we need all of us to gather to greet the dawn and to labor on love and in faith await for your purpose, which has been born in due time. That's why we wait on the precious Christ. Now, we know by history he's already come, and that's a wonderful thing. And that's the thing that we can do, is we can pray in the name of Jesus, because he has given us direct access to the throne of grace. So with that, we want to lift up all the people that we know about and those who we don't know about. We pray for our country and our leaders, and more importantly, we pray for a world that is in hurting and in darkness and truly in need of the light of Christ. As it says in the very last verse in the book of Revelation, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all God's children said, Amen.